Nuremberg Trailhead, Nordhaus Dunes. Woodland adventures are pretty goofy. One moment you are tired and deprived, and the next, marching back to the camp with an ice cream sandwich in hand. I am ashamed to admit that I am the only person that has ever gotten lost at Nordhaus. It was my first time at the Nuremberg Trailhead, so I was double excited. I marveled at the sophistication of the site, including the shoe scrapers that remove seeds and mud as not to cross-contaminate sites. There's a 90-degree turn early on, and I tend to go forward. That's where I got lost on the trail the first time. I found myself facing a large grassy field and murmured cheerfully, "There are snakes in these plains." A little further on, there was so much greenery and life. And out in the distance, I spotted what seemed like a dune. So I got off the trail and headed right for it. It was a very short trail, and dunes are very big. In no more than 3 minutes, I discovered that the dune I saw was just a well-lit tree in the distance, and that there were trees everywhere, and no trail in sight. There was no point in turning around, because I was already turned around. So I did what every adventurer always does. I started walking in circles. To my horror, I discovered that enormous spider webs would often block my roundabout way, and I have to make circles around those too. I remember becoming transfixed by a particularly large and seemingly thick arachnid installation. And then, my heart sinking as I felt an evil presence behind me. I jumped around to discover another confused man, only to realize that I was back on the trail and his expression of confusion was just how his face normally looked. I immediately admitted that I got lost, peeling back some of the spider webs that I ended up walking into from my hair. His expression of confusion turned into a smile. Earlier, he was probably wondering what the hell I was doing bushwhacking in complex circles whilst collecting all the spider webs in quiet panic 20 feet from the trail. Well, now he had his answer. I was an adventurer in training. I was still learning the ropes because it is not easy being green in green. To hell with him and his stupid spiders. Just the moment I promised myself to stay on the trail until I got to the beach, there was a fork in the road. I wisely chose the path pointing towards Lake Michigan. A moment later, I was basically lost again, crossing through terrain that was clearly barely walked. I made it back to the main trail, the one pointing away from the lake, covered in a toxic cloud of insect repellent and some seriously pissed off mosquitoes. I itched my way to the edge of the tree line and I took a leap of faith into the bright sun and sandy dunes. It was like discovering a new ocean. Everything seemed so huge, and the dunes were enormous. It was a beautiful adventure on a sunny and beautiful day. I swam in the lake, watched the sunset, and I had sausages for dinner. I probably stayed out there a whole month, collecting fossils, making walking sticks, eating ice cream. And then I went back a few months later, in early fall, for even more silly adventures. I remember advising a group of hikers to take the right, the more traveled path at the fork. Many newcomers take the one on the left towards the lake, but that one is more difficult.
And whatever you do, stay on the trail and don't take any shortcuts.